This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good news in shoes.
Welcome back to the Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen. For over 25 years, Kurt Owen has been helping people worldwide learn how to live victoriously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. Today, Kurt Owen is continuing a vital teaching entitled Changing Your Life. This message will revolutionize your life. Let's listen in.
Hello, I'm Kurt Owen, and we've been talking here on Victory is Assured about how to receive from God and how to change your life forever. Now, in order to receive from God, now I'm building on everything that I've said so far from all the broadcasts. And if you've missed any of the broadcasts about knowing and believing God's love, about how to hear from God accurately, about the importance of the local church, everything is building on itself, okay? And so, but now as you're trying to change your life, right, and you're making this decision to change your life, and you're seeking God's help in doing it, understand the help that he is going to give you is found in this parable, or at least understanding God's methodology, okay? And again, if you've missed any of this, I strongly encourage you, our partners, the people who give every month, and even some of the one-time givers, have made it possible for us to give you these materials absolutely free. And if you want to be a part of that, you can become a partner. But while our partners are doing this, please take advantage of this opportunity, okay? And go and listen to these things. So we're here in Mark chapter 4, and we're talking about Jesus has said a parable. The disciples said that they basically didn't understand it. Come and ask him about it. And so then this is where he goes in verse 13. Do you not understand this parable? How then will you understand all the parables? Again, you've got to get a hold of this parable, because this is the means by which you will understand everything that Jesus is saying and doing. And these are the ones sown by the wayside where the word is sown. When they hear, Satan comes immediately and takes away the word that was sown in their hearts. Okay. Again, with Matthew 13, this tells us that they didn't understand it. So there are people that hear the word and they don't understand, and they're content not to understand. You need to make up your mind. You're not going to be in this first group, that if the word is being sown, you're going to receive it, because that's the way God changes things, is by sowing his word, and you're going to get understanding regarding his word. And if you don't understand it right now, you're going to. Don't be those people who just accept a lack of understanding and go on their way. No. You need to, no, I'm going to understand it. I'll listen to it as many times as I need to, read it as many times as I need to, spend as much time with Jesus as I need to, talk to my pastor as I need to, you know, whatever it is, listen to Kurt Owen Ministries as often as I have to in order to get understanding, okay? But then after you start to get some understanding, you move into the next group. And we got it started to get into this last time. These are the ones by the, no, excuse me. These likewise are the ones sown on stony ground. When they hear the word, immediately receive it with gladness. I think Matthew also says with joy, and it's an emotional reception. And they have no root in themselves, and so endure only for a time. Afterward, when tribulation or persecution arises for the word's sake, immediately they stumble. Okay, let me kind of break this down. And you can probably identify with this. I don't know about you, but I've gotten some revelations from the Word of God. I've heard messages taught by people that I respect, and man, it turned my crank. I got really, really excited, right? And I walked out of there saying, this is my answer, because I was emotionally involved in it. But sometimes I have to be honest. I heard my answer. I got excited about my answer. But I didn't stick with my answer. I only endured for a time. What happened? I got tired. I lost focus, maybe. But I didn't stick with it. Because let's just be honest. Once the joy's gone. Let me ask you this. Have you ever heard a song and the first time you heard it, man, it got all over you? Wow. And the second time you heard it, it got all over you? Wow. Third time got all over you. Wow. But by the time you heard it the 100th time, it just didn't have the same emotional reaction on the inside of yourself that it did. And so, you know what? I'm not listening to that anymore. I'm going to find me a new favorite song, right? Okay, you can't do that with the Word. Now, there's times you're going to major on studying on different things. Like right now, maybe your need is financial and you need to be studying more financial scriptures. By the way, let me say this. If you have three needs in your life, you've got a health need, a financial need, and a need in your family. And you, a lot of times people start, and I've actually seen people die doing this, quite frankly. They have a health issue, and but they want to focus on their money because they're afraid of not having enough. If you're dead, it doesn't matter how much you have. Sometimes I see people that have a health issue, but they're concerned about their family, and so they spend most of their time in the Word about their family. If you're dead, what difference does the family make? So I always tell people, if you've got a bunch of issues and healing is one of them, start with healing. Because if you die, the rest of it's not going to make any difference. Okay? So you hear these people and they immediately get excited and they're thrilled. I've got an answer. I've got an answer. But then you're no longer thrilled. It never longer. You believe it. Yeah, sort of, right? But you're not spending any time in it. You're not feeding on it because the emotions are gone, right? And you only endure for a time. Now, understand something, that the devil does not want you to walk in this Word. That's why when they didn't understand it, it immediately came and got it. Remember in the first group. And so tribulation and persecution are going to arise from the Word's sake. There's things going to come up that it's going to take the Word to defeat. And if you're not doing anything with the Word, if you've laid it down, let me kind of give you a natural example, okay? The Lord begins to deal with you to go to the gym and to lift weights. I'm just using a hypothetical so that you understand it, right? And so you go to the gym and you're excited. I'm going to get into shape. I'm going to lose this weight. I'm going to be the biggest loser as far as weight, because you can't. You know, you shouldn't ever be a loser in life, because Jesus lives on the inside of you, and the only place he's leading you is into victory. Don't argue with me. That's what 2 Corinthians 2:14 says, okay? And if that's not your experience, it's not Jesus, it's you. So anyway, and I'm not condemning you. I'm saying it's fixable. Jesus is available. So here you go, right? And so you go to the gym, right? And you're excited about it, right? Now, at some point, maybe you get sore and you don't really like the way that feels, and you're not as joyful about going to the gym anymore. You're not as excited about going to the gym anymore. After that, you are saying, I don't even really understand why I'm coming to the gym. God just told me to come to the gym. Don't really understand why I need this. Don't really understand that. Maybe I should, you know what? I believe that I should be in the gym, and I believe that if you lift weights, it'll work for you. But you know, today, I think I'd rather sit and watch TV. You know, today I'd rather go do something else. I'd rather go to a movie, so anything, right? And so you quit lifting weights. You only endured for a time. But now, one day you're walking and a tree limb falls on you, right? You're out walking and a tree limb, either one, falls over on top of you. And you're sitting there and you get mad and you're like, you can't get the tree off. And then some of you, myself included in the past, have gotten mad at God. Why won't you get this tree off of me? Why won't you help me with this tree? Actually, I did help you with that tree. Remember when I told you to start going to the gym? I did go to the gym. I went to the gym for 6 days, right? But that wasn't enough, was it? When the excitement was gone, you should have stuck with it, because now that the tree limb has shown up, you would have been ready to get the tree limb off of you. I was moving on your behalf. I was preparing you. I was giving you the tools necessary for you to overcome the tree, but you quit going to the gym. And people get offended at God. God won't help me. God won't help me get this tree off of me. God won't help me. Well, yes, you're trying to get him to lift the tree, but he was actually giving you the tools necessary for you to lift the tree. And by consequence, it was him that was helping you to get the tree off of you. He would have been the one responsible for the tree coming off because he prepared you for it. But you only endured for a time at the gym. And so you quit. And so now, see, the tree's coming either way. Because this tribulation and this persecution, the very thing that would deliver you is the thing you laid down. And now you're mad at God because deliverance didn't come. You weren't able to handle the tree limb. But yet God was preparing you to, he was giving you the tools. No, he didn't give me the tools. He just wanted me to read my Bible. He just wanted me to confess the word. He just, right. Because that was the thing. He wanted you to begin to know and to understand. And he wanted you to stick with it. Yeah, well, I didn't feel like it. You know, I get busy. You know, I just didn't feel like reading that scripture again. Oh, my goodness. Obviously, I'm not getting anything out of it. Have you ever, you know, there's people that go to the gym that way. I'm plateaued. I'm not going anywhere. What do you do? Stick with it. Stick with it. Stick with it. Listen, there are tree limbs coming to fall on you. I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but you should have figured this out. And you, there's a way to handle those tree limbs. None of those tree limbs can kill you. None of those tree limbs can leave you trapped forever if you refuse to not just receive the word with gladness. Listen, when the gladness is gone, keep going to the gym of the word. Okay, let me just say this. There's two different types of churches in the earth, right? And I know tomorrow is normally the day I major on churches, but there's two different types of churches, really. There's a spa and there's a gym. And people will really go to a spa. They don't always stay with a gym. You can give somebody a free gym membership and a free spa membership. How many of you know most people are going to go to the spa? But yet what you really need for lasting change is a gym. You need a place that's going, the word is provoking you. It's saying, listen, endure in this, and this will solve the problems coming up. Challenges are coming. The challenges are coming to your life, and this word will deliver you. Don't just go to the gym when you feel like it. Don't just go to the word when you feel like it. Stick with it when you don't feel like it. Listen to Michael for these important announcements. Remember, Jesus is risen, and victory is assured.
Your success and happiness is very important to all of us here at Kurt Owen Ministries. That is why we invite you to send us any prayer requests that are important to you. Kurt Owen personally prays, along with a full team of prayer partners here at Kurt Owen Ministries, for any and all of your prayer requests that we receive. If you would like us to add our faith to yours regarding anything that you would like to ask the Father for, simply write it down and send it to us either by email at connect@kurtowen.com or send a regular letter to Kurt Owen Ministries, 10380 Southwest Village Center Drive, Port St. Lucie, Florida, 34987. Let me repeat that. Email is connect@kurtowen.com. Regular address is Kurt Owen Ministries, 10380 Southwest Village Drive, Port St. Lucie, Florida, 34987. When we receive it, we will talk with God about it with the expectation that He is faithful to His word. In Matthew 18:19, He says, if we here on earth agree regarding anything we should ask, He will do it for us. That is what we will do, so you will be able to expect your prayer to be answered. We would love to pray for your specific prayer requests. God Almighty is excited about you learning how to really know and believe the amazing love that God has for you. We encourage you to listen to these teachings over and over. Remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Kurt Owen would like to offer you a free download of the first session of a recent Knowing and Believing the Love of God conference. He would also like to send you a daily Hearing from God devotional. To receive your free downloads, simply go to KurtOwen.com. Check with this station's programming guide for the times that Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen can be heard every weekday. Remember, Jesus is risen and victory is assured.
Can't find a Christian bookstore? Well, visit our bookstore at